As the nation celebrates Earth Week, New York conservation advocates are applauding a new move by the governor to improve groundwater protection even during superstorms. Marcy Bortman with the Nature Conservancy welcomes the news that Governor Andrew Cuomo is launching an intensive review of clean water needs to deal with problems like toxic red tides in collaboration with the Nassau and Suffolk County executives.
The number one killer threat to our drinking water, our bays and our harbors on Long Island. We are really excited about the opportunity to work with all levels of government to fix this problem.
Governor Cuomo directed the Department of Environmental Conservation to establish an open process with input from experts and citizens to bolster natural coastal protections, dramatically improve water quality, and seek federal funding. The governor issued the directive on Earth Day, but Bortman says the effort to protect New York's water quality is welcome all week and all year.
It's great Earth Week news. We've been slowly watching nitrogen pollution increase. It's been leading to harmful algal blooms, which are toxic red tides. It kills fish. It harms shellfish. It can even harm people.
Bortman says a $6 million plan is already in the works to implement nitrogen treatment pilot projects at individual homes and subdivisions in Suffolk County. She's glad to see Cuomo's pushing for more collaboration.
To get together and start exploring those solutions that are out there and used by other places in the country to reduce the amount of nitrogen coming from wastewater and aging sewage infrastructure.
The first meeting takes place in Nassau County to discuss wastewater infrastructure on May 12th. For Public News Service, I'm Mike Clifford.